Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today is a memorial of Justin Martyr, and from the United States, we hear from Sister Mary Ellen Green of the Sinsinawa Dominican Sisters, who is currently providing pastoral care for their retired sisters in Muskego, Wisconsin. Her preaching today is entitled, By What Authority?
A reading from the Gospel according to Mark. Again, Jesus and his disciples came to Jerusalem. As they were walking in the temple, the chief priests, the scribes, and the elders came to Jesus and said, By what authority are you doing these things? Who gave you this authority to do them? Jesus said to them, I will ask you one question. Answer me, and I will tell you by what authority I do these things. Did the baptism of John come from heaven, or was it of human origin? Answer me. They argued with one another. If we say from heaven, he will say, Why then did you not believe him? But shall we say of human origin? They were afraid of the crowd, for all regarded John as truly a prophet. So they answered Jesus, We do not know. And Jesus said to them, Neither will I tell you by what authority I am doing these things. This is the good news of our Lord Jesus Christ. To speak or to act with genuine authority is a precious gift. In this crazy world of ours, we often face situations that are chaotic, confusing, bewildering. We long for clarity and direction. Amid what some would call a goat rodeo, a voice inside of us screams out, Who's in charge here? It was no different in Jesus' time. The chief priests, scribes, and the elders would not have admitted that they didn't have all the answers. But in fact, they didn't, and it seemed that Jesus did. Who was this charismatic individual who had stormed into the temple and overturned the tables, condemning the irreverence of the money changers? Who was this strange person who cursed an innocent fig tree because it didn't bear fruit? So, they boldly confront him. Who does he think he is? Where does he get his authority from? Jesus' response was another one of those clever ways he had of turning the question back at his audience. You answer my question, and I'll answer yours. This response throws them back into their own fears and self-righteousness, the old damned if you do and damned if you don't. Jesus knew what he was doing. He wasn't about to be intimidated by their games. Jesus' authority was rooted in his conviction that his Abba had sent him into the world to point out the way home. He wasn't about to be caught in a trap that led him astray. He was and is the way, the truth, and the life. The invitation is ours to follow him or not.